This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Welcome back to Prayers of the Pious. I want you to imagine the situation, and some of you may have actually been in this scenario, and you probably would relate it to the story of Yunus, alayhi salam, Jonah. But imagine being in a boat or being on a ship, and the waves start to crash, and the wind starts to blow hard, and you think that you're about to drown. You think that you're about to fall out of that ship and fall out of that boat. Some of you may have actually encountered that. The ocean is a terrifying thing, and that's a very difficult moment to be in. And it's such a powerful analogy that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala draws from it. And of course, in the story of Yunus alayhi salam, the story of Jonah, we learn about those moments as well and what it feels like to be in those moments as well. This is a situation that Al-Dhahabi rahimahullah narrates took place with the great scholar Ibrahim ibn Adham rahimahullah. Ibrahim ibn Adham was a sage, was a scholar, was an incredible human being, and whose righteousness was really recognized by everyone around him. So he's on this ship, and as he's on the ship, the winds become enraged, the waves start to crash against the ship, and everybody on the ship is certain that they're going to die. And Ibrahim ibn Adham was actually sleeping. So he rose from his sleep as it became severe and the ship started to rock right and left and was about to flip, and the people felt like they were all about to die. And they said, "Ya Aba Ishaq, O father of Ishaq." His oldest son was named Ishaq, Abraham Isaac. "Ya Aba Ishaq, what can you call upon Allah with now to save us from this situation?" And he has one sentence that is just so powerful. He rose and he raised his hands to the sky and he said, "Ya Hayyu Ya Qayyum, O ever living, O ever sustaining, Qad araytana qudratak. You have shown us your power, fa'arina afwak. So show us your pardon. You have shown us your power, Qad araytana qudratak, fa'arina afwak. You've shown us your power, so show us your pardon." The strength of those words, as soon as he made that dua, everything calmed down. The wind calmed down, the waves stopped hitting them, and the ship continued to sail. And in fact, he actually just laid back down and went right back to sleep. That's a connection that the man had with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I don't just want to focus on that. Like, I don't want the moral of this particular lesson to just be that Ibrahim ibn Adham rahimahullah was pretty amazing. But I want you to think about a time where you're really witnessing the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you're seeing just how completely and utterly dependent we are upon Him. And realize He didn't say, "You've shown us your punishment." He said, "You've shown us your power. This is a manifestation of your power." And that's His husn al-dhan. That's His good expectation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. "So you've shown us your power. So show us your pardon." Okay? Show us your pardon. And pardon is beyond mercy and forgiveness. It's when we are left alone, when we are left safe. "So you've shown us your power, so show us your pardon, O Allah." The next time you find yourself in a very desperate situation, or you might be in that desperation right now, where you find yourself completely dependent upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and say, "O Allah, I am a witness to your power. This is your power. Now, I want you to show us your mercy and to show us your pardon and to show us that safety." May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always grant us al-afwa wal-afiya, pardon and safety. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, just as He always shows us His power, allow us to witness that power and allow us to witness that mercy in this life and the next as well. Allahumma ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan. See you all next time, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.